Maseches Demar Perek Hei Mishnah Hei until Perek Hei Mishnah Ches. The last few Mishnayos have been discussing cases where somebody buys produce or bread from a particular baker or merchant, and whether he's allowed to separate tithes from one loaf of bread on behalf of another loaf of bread. And our Mishnah is going to discuss a similar case where Halokech Min Ha'oni, one who buys produce from a poor person. Now, where does a poor person get all his food from? So he goes round to houses begging, which means that all his food comes from different people. V'chein Ha'oni Shenosu Lo Pruseis Pas. The same applies to a poor person himself, who was given pieces of bread, a pilche de vela, or chunks of a pressed fig cake. And even though if a poor person is given food, which is demai, he doesn't have to separate the tithes. If he wants to, then he would have the same halachas as a normal person who wants to separate tithes from demai. And in the case of the poor person separating the tithes, we're talking about a situation where he got the chunks of bread or the figs, and then he mixed that with the rest of the gifts which he had. So the halacha in either of these cases is ma'asim kol echad ve'echad, he has to separate the tithes from each one individually. From each piece of bread, from each chunk of the fig cake. And the reason for this is quite simple, that the poor person gets his food from all different people. Which means that it could be that one of the people did tithe the produce and another one didn't. Which means that one of the chunks or the pieces are obligated in Maestris and one of them isn't. And are not allowed to separate tithes from one pile or from one produce on behalf of another unless they are both obligated in tithes. And over here you can assume they came from different sellers and they're not necessarily both obligated in tithes, so you have to separate the tithes from each one individually. However, when it comes to dates or dried figs, which are small and they get mixed together, so you can mix it and separate the tithes, meaning you can view it all as one big mixture and separate tithes in one go from the entire mixture, as opposed to separating from each piece individually. And as we're going to see in the continuation of the Mishnah, we're discussing a case where the gifts which the poor person received were all the same size gift, or at least roughly the same size. And we're going to explain the Mishnah using a simple case where the poor person received produce from two people. And as we said, they both people gave the same amount. Which means that even in a case where one of the gifts which the poor person received is tithed and the other gift is not tithed, so in that scenario, only half of the mixture is obligated to be tithed. Now we're discussing a situation where both of the people who gave the gift to the poor person gave the same amount as each other. Which means that only half of the mixture is obligated in tithes. Now if, let's say, the person takes 10% of that produce, of that mixture for the sake of maserishin, because there's the same amount of either produce, you can assume that the 10% was half from the first gift of the poor person and half from the second gift. And that's perfect because only half of the produce is obligated in tithes. So only really half of the 10%, and indeed half of the 10%, is assumed to have been separated from the untithed part of the produce of the mixture. Now, of course, this would only apply if both gifts which the poor person received were the same amount. But if one gift was, let's say, double the size of the other gift, then you can't assume that when you take 10%, that half of it is coming from that gift and half is coming from the other gift. Which means that you cannot assume that you have separated the necessary tithes, because it could be that you separated produce which has already been tithed, because the majority of the produce might be that produce. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda explains, Rabbi Yehuda says, Emosai, when is this the case that you can separate just one lot of maisa for all of it? Bizman shamatana merubo, in a situation where the gift which the poor person got is large. And this really means that the gift which the poor person got was equal from each person. Each person gave him the same amount. But in a situation where the gift which he got is a little bit, and the Mefarshim explained this to mean that he didn't get the same amount from each person, in that case, then he would need to separate Maisa from each one individually, because you can no longer assume that when I separate the Maisa from the pile which I select, that half of it is from one gift and half of it is from the other. Mishnah Vav, Halakech Min HaSitoin, this time the person buys from a sitoin, which is a wholesaler who buys from lots of different farmers, and then sells it to shopkeepers who will then go on to sell it to the customers. So these wholesalers who buy it from the farmers, they buy from lots of different farmers. And therefore if you buy produce from him, and before you tithe that, V'chazav Halakech Menu Shania, you go back and buy from him a second time, Lo Ya'aser Mezeh Alzeh. You can't separate tithes from one set of produce which you buy from him onto the other, on behalf of the other. Even if it's from the same basket or the same box which holds the produce, even if it's from the same type of produce, meaning if it's the same type of wheat, for example, the same type of that specific produce, that specific species, even in that situation, you have to be concerned that the wholesaler got it from two different farmers, and therefore, as we have seen a number of times, if that is the case, then you cannot separate tithes from one on behalf of the other. Now, we know that we are not allowed to trust an Am Haaretz with regards to Maisrus. However, that's only to do with whether he's tithed or not. However, we do trust him with regards to facts, and therefore, Ne'on Asiton Leimar, the wholesaler is believed to say, Mishal Echodheim, they came from the same one farmer, and if he claims that, then you would be able to separate tithes from one pile of produce onto the other, because that's just a factual statement of the Am Haaretz. And we don't suspect him of lying, only of ignorance with regards to Maisrus. So since this is a factual claim, we would believe him, and you would be able to separate Maisrus from one pile of produce on behalf of the other. Mishnah Zayin, Halokechum Balabayis, one who buys produce from a Balabayis, which literally means somebody who owns a house, and over here it means one who sells produce which grows in his own fields. He doesn't buy from other people and then sell that on, but he sells produce which he himself grew. So if somebody buys from this Balabayis, who is an Am Haaretz, v'chozav lokach menu shenia, and then he goes back another time and buys from him a second time, in this case, ma'asim zalzeh, he is able to take tithes from one set of produce on behalf of the other, of course, as long as he hasn't yet taken the tithes from either of them, because he only sells his own produce, or at least in the vast majority of cases, he only sells his own produce. So he either tithes his produce or he doesn't. He doesn't tithe some of his produce, at least of the same type of produce, and that's what we're discussing. So therefore, you're able to take maisrus from one set of produce on behalf of the other, if they are the same type of produce. Afilu mishtei kupais, even if they are in two different boxes, afilu mishtei ayoris, even if they come from two different cities, since either way they come from the Balabais' own fields, we assume that he either tithes it or not, but he always does the same. And what happens if instead of the Balabais selling the produce from his own fields, he actually goes out and sells them in the marketplace? Balabais sh'omecha yorek bashuk. If the Balabais was selling vegetables in the marketplace, so he bought all of his produce over there, so once he moves to the marketplace, it was common for him to start selling other people's produce as well. He would buy from people and then sell that on. Which means you can no longer be so sure that it's all his own produce and that it is all tithed, or not tithed, but that it has all got the same status with regards to the tithes. And because of that, you have to actually inquire and ask him whether it comes from his own produce or not. So Bizman Shemavin Lemiganesov, in a situation where he brings it only from his garden, so he only sells produce which he himself grew. If he claims that, then you can believe him, and Ma'asim Echad Alakol, you can separate tithes from one set of produce which you buy from him on behalf of the others. However, Meganis Acheres, if he admits, or if he tells you, that the produce which you bought from him at two separate occasions, remember we're discussing two separate occasions, if he buys from this person at one occasion, then you can assume that it all came from him, or all came from the same person, because he doesn't mix the produce together. However, in a case where you're buying at two different occasions, so if the seller tells you that the two sets of produce which you bought at two separate occasions came from other fields, not his own, so you can no longer assume that they have the same status with regards to the tithes, and therefore in that situation, ma'asim kol echad v'echad, you would have to separate the tithes from each set of produce individually. Mishnah Ches, alakech tevel m'shem ekomos, one who buys tevel from two different places. Tevel is produce which certainly hasn't been tithed, so if the seller tells you that it hasn't been tithed, so of course you can believe him. There's no reason why he would lie and say that they are untithed, and therefore, because we believe him, ma'asim zalzeh, you're able to tithe from one set of the produce onto the other. And the Mishnah just notes that afal pi, even though she'omru the chachom said, in odom rashalim kar tevel, a person is not actually allowed to sell tevel to somebody else, because you might not tell him that it's tevel, which means that he won't separate the necessary tithes, and he'll end up eating tevel, which is of course forbidden. Except for a pressing need. So since you bought this tevel in a forbidden sale, so you might have thought that the chachomim will punish you and say that you cannot separate the tithes from one on behalf of the other. So the Mishnah tells us that no, you're not punished, and therefore you are allowed to separate tithes from one on behalf of the other, because over here you know that neither of them have been tithed, because they are both tevel.